It's time for some straight talk. Tax returns could look a little different this year. So when the big carriers start trying to get you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get our unlimited plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense. Tune in to Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart and Walmart.com.
Savings may vary. See StraightTalk.com.
For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side, looking just so good. Mmm. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Mmm. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hitting the buddy, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the biggest podcast. We're taking over the world, one subscriber at a time.
By the way, this episode is brought to you by Art G.
Sharp.
Wow.
Speak for yourself. Respect some
Who's
of us.
Who's that now? Who's that? RG Sharp.
And cigarettes, like, yo, those cigarettes are the pits.
Oh.
The worst of the worst.
And they brought this whole 14K viewed episode. Nah.
Oh, yeah, we did 14K last week.
Yes.
Hey, Hina. Ah. Welcome to all the new subscribers. Welcome home. Where have you been?
And the new viewers.
Yes. Yeah.
We love you, man. Dude, why didn't you tell me the podcast sounds so much better on audio?
But I have been telling you. Remember the last time I said I didn't listen to a specific episode because I was not driving. So I listen to stuff better when I'm driving. Because I do it via connecting my iPhone to the car.
Yeah.
And then I just go to Apple Podcasts and listen to an episode.
Hmm.
And clean.
Yeah.
I guess I'm spoiled. I still like to see the visuals.
I was driving to
Pretoria.
Do you want
to see yourself?
I was driving to Pretoria to do some deliveries for Grandeur. So I'm like, I was listening to the radio. I'm like, fuck. Boring. There's nothing else to listen to. I'm like, oh, shit, I got a podcast episode.
Oh.
And then I...
Which one were you listening to?
Last week's one.
Oh.
Mm. Put it on the uncut one. You know the one where we didn't release the visuals?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it was on my USB. Plugged it in. I'm like, fuck, this is dope.
This is nice.
It sounds like an actual radio show.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And, you know, because you can't see us, it's like the whole theater of the mind.
You
fuck,
imagine.
So dope. And the crazy thing is, I put up a post to say, like, yo, guys, we're now available on all podcast platforms. And people are like, yay.
Finally.
Growth of the podcast. Finally.
And we've been doing it for so long.
We've been doing it for like a year.
Why do you think we called a podcast?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Like, people honestly didn't know we were on iTunes and Spotify.
But we don't tell them.
Yeah, we don't push it that much.
That's also on us. We don't tell them.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. Like, whatever podcast platform you listen to your podcast, we are there. Try it. Like, just download it. Yeah. Put it in your USB when you're going to work or the office.
Connect your phone to your car.
Yeah, and just listen to it like audio. Oh, it's
amazing.
And
you'll be blown away.
Yeah, it's amazing. Hey, but before we talk about anything, can we have a toast to my banner here? Mazibugo.
Toast.
We almost lost him this weekend, bro. Hey?
On Friday.
Mazibugo.
I was gone.
You feel born again. You feel like you came back.
I was gone.
What happened?
You're on your ninth life.
So, on Thursday, I went to Porch, right? Because I actually passed by Tabang's crib as well. To take a camera from him. Just play around with the camera, see if I'm a good camera person.
Now you're going to be a cameraman now? Are we adding that?
Are we adding that? Okay. Hey.
At least with that, I've taken pictures, so progress has started.
Jeez, 160 episodes later.
So, cool, go home, and then I went to go visit my gran, and then went to my aunt, and then went to my uncle, and then went to my mom's. when I was driving from my mom's to Potch, because my mom's is based in a small town in the Free State called Viljoenskroon. So I'm leaving with her, and then, like, we're in the car. Cool, we're talking. Pothole. Mm. Carlos control, bruh. It spun from all corners of
the How big was the pothole?
It was huge, because my rim got bent, and my tire got slashed, so my tire was ruined. And the car, you know when you spun with a car, probably something similar, but it was not on a one way. It was like you go that way, you go that way. Luckily, there was no car coming, and there was nobody coming behind me. And literally, by right, that car should have flipped and gone. And fell onto the
And your bar. Mother was in the car?
She was there. And she just sat there and she was like... Somehow, by God's grace... You know that phrase, Jesus, take the wheel?
Yeah.
It happened. Literally, the car was like going that way. Somehow, it came back on the road. And that's when I was able to like stop it and change my tire.
Fuck me. Yeah. Weren't you scared shitless?
It only hit...
You know that thing where you see your life flashing.
Oh yeah. Oh no. When it happened, I was like, "It is what it is."
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Was there like that moment, just a silence, like it gets very quiet?
We were both quiet in the car.
The thing is, when those things happen, it's quick. It feels like 5 seconds.
But the messed up thing about it is, I don't know if it's me or my mind or whatever overthinking that. Scenario keeps playing in my head.
Wow.
So driving becomes difficult. I mean, driving from Porch to Joburg on Saturday, I was driving at 70 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, when are you traumatized? I'm used to these things.
No! You can't get used to such.
10 cars later. Yeah.
And I get where he's coming from, because he's a slow like driver. Yeah, he's a slow driver, so he's not used to any commotion or any drama, you know. And the thing is, when that happens with your car, whatever it's a pothole or a tire puncture, if you lose control of your car, the biggest thing you mustn't do is press on the brakes.
Yes, I've heard that as well.
Because if you do, boom, boom, boom,
yeah,
boom, boom,
you're gonna spin.
I literally just everything. I think I was on auto drive, as in like me, not the car. Everything happened the way it happened, and that car did not flip.
Fuck.
Messed up thing was, the car had like there were so many things inside the car, because I remember joking with my mom saying like, yo, you know when like accident scenes and stuff, hey, people were going to clean me out. Eh? There was a camera, there was a MacBook, there was cell phones, there was stuff that I had bought for my grand, they would have cleaned me out, bro.
Okay.
Shit, man, but we're glad you made it, man. No. Jeez. Imagine a podcast without Mazibu. Yeah.
Hey. Oh, that's my new name now.
Yeah.
Because you tried, my people. You tried us.
I love
but
y'all.
But well done for stopping yourself.
I love y'all.
Did it change anything in your life? Like, okay, maybe shit, I should do my lingerie. Maybe I should write that book.
Maybe I should get married.
Maybe I should have that baby.
I should have a baby.
It's time.
Exactly. Time waits for no man.
I haven't gotten there yet. It's slowly, like, I think the biggest thing about it was when I had a chat with my mom, when she was like, me, I've lived my life. I was ready to die, you know? So, and it was like, shit.
Can you say that about yourself, though?
If it happens, shit happens.
No, I get that, if so, it happens. But so if you think about it, were you ready? Like, if it happened, like, would you...
At least
if you had a choice.
Let me say goodbye to the chillers.
Okay.
I was about to say, last week's episode was going to be the last one.
Yes. No way.
But the messed up thing about it as well, when you're thinking about, because you think about so many things, y'all were not going to come to my funeral.
Because of Corona?
Yes. There's that whole, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people at the cemetery or at the funeral and whatever. Like, y'all were not going to say goodbye.
Nah. Well, do you know how many times we've lost Len, but he's always came back? So that's good. Like, we're satisfied with your comeback.
Otherwise, we would have to call Sipo Sammy. Yo, what up, my G?
But I would still live through the podcast.
It's available now.
I would live through the podcast.
Shit, man. I don't even want to think about that. Anyway, we're on the road to 50K, guys.
And it's coming. It's coming.
And we're on the road to 2 years.
When is our second year anniversary?
Sometime
in July.
For real?
Yes.
Yeah. No ways, guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've been doing this for 2 years.
Mm. Wow. We're reaching 2 years now.
And then Kanye, you've joined us? Yeah.
A year and... Couple of months.
2 months, yeah.
Tabang last week.
Mm. Yeah. No, he resurrected last week.
He comes in patches. Like, you know, little bits of Tabang.
Yeah.
All right, and guess what happens? You know how our chillers are so amazing. Mm-hmm. So to celebrate 50K, right? Because when I woke up this morning, we're on 45K, né?
Yeah, we're at 44.9.
Our nearest 100.
Yeah,
45K. Mm. So a chiller from Australia. Mm-hmm. We're actually meant to go to Australia this month. He was planning for us to do a podcast from there.
Are you serious?
Corora happened.
Oh,
his name is
what happened?
Kororo.
Oh,
what's his name? DJ Fingerland.
Oh, okay.
So he bought 5 Grandeur bottles.
Yeah. Mm.
That we're gonna give away to 5 chillers.
Oh.
To celebrate 50K.
Drop that fucking thing.
Pressa. Where's your son?
Include your son in the thing as well.
Drop that fucking thing. Of
yeah, so we'll let you know at the end of the show how you can win those Grandeur bottles, but I thought that was amazing.
Super dope. We're going to sign them as well, right?
Yeah.
Please sign.
We had to sign a few bottles last week. Well, was it? Does it count as last week?
Yeah.
Or is it this week? When does the week actually start?
Monday, when we drop this. So it's last week.
Okay.
Yeah we have our own.
Oh, okay.
Monday.
So, yeah, we signed a few bottles last week.
Nice one.
Delivered. There's a chiller who loves Grandeur hard.
There's a lot of people that love it, bro.
Sipokazi. Yes. And the reason why she bought the second one was because the first one that was delivered was not signed.
Oh.
Yeah. So she insisted that I want a signed bottle. And then she made a second order to get a signed bottle.
Nice one. Speaking about podcasts, did you see Kim Kardashian's going to have her own podcast?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
By Spotify, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be called The Verge.
The Verge.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, can you believe it?
Is it going to be like another Kardashians?
The podcast?
Yes.
All I know is that it's going to kill it.
All I know
she's
is
that got the numbers.
A lot of people, all your faves, are now going to have podcasts because mm-hmm. she's like made it cool now.
Yeah.
We did, though.
Nah. Compared to Kim Kardashian, fuck out of here, dog.
No, I'm saying we made it cool.
Okay, who can say they started a podcast because of us?
A lot of
plenty.
People. But now, you know what it feels like? It's like, you know, like with hip-hop, mm-hmm. There's the underground scene.
Yeah.
So when we started it, we were part of like the underground scene.
Yeah.
Now it's about to be commercial.
Yes.
Like all your faves will have podcasts.
Mm.
And all it takes is like one big celeb, A-list celeb from SA. I don't know, like a Bonang to start one. And she could. I mean, she's got so much time.
She could.
She would kill it.
Yeah.
She'd fucking kill it.
I think
she'd make our numbers look shit.
Yeah.
She'd do our numbers that we do in a year in a day.
In a day.
And then from number one, SA's number one podcast would become
Bubbling Under. And then we call Kanye Mbau again. Kanye, we need help.
We need help.
Kanye to the rescue.
Which place have you child, Kanye?
Kanye Mbau uncut.
We'll be begging her, just make up anything. Just please.
Please talk.
But I'm telling you, we're going to see an uprise. Because like, if you do case studies on Kim Kardashian, whenever she does something, like the ripple effect it has.
Whenever
in
the
West
do anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
That's crazy, man.
They've got that touch.
But it's about time people jump on the podcast. Mm-hmm.
Competition is healthy. Mm. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the more people do something, the more like attention sort of like moves to them. And
because think about it, Kanye Mbau. So this is just Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
Her video got 120,000. Somewhere
125
in a week.
Now.
I lost count.
In a week. So imagine she had her own podcast.
And she
take those numbers.
That.
Yeah. In a month, that's about 400,000 views.
Yeah.
It could be even more. So I think within a month or two, she could get 1 million subscribers.
Someone like Kanye.
Yeah.
Mm.
Fuck me. 1 million.
Mm.
I think podcasts now are going to, in fact,
they look like it's like having a song, you know, being a musician. You know, that's why these, your Spotify's can jump and say, okay, listen, we want you on our platform, because it's like having that album or having that musician, we're getting like basically like a record deal.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
So we must enjoy being number one while it lasts.
We're going to be number one for a while.
Yeah.
For now, it's not a podcast. We can't compete.
No.
Let's be honest.
AKA what, Brian? Is he killing us?
He's not on YouTube, man. He's not like, you have to pay for shit and stuff like that. He's not easily accessible. But I mean, geez, that's crazy. So, all right, so where do you want to start? Julius Malema, yes. Tell us, Chief. Just break it down for people that didn't watch.
I enjoy that thing. Eh?
What happened? Tell people.
No, so Julius Akira was fingered.
Drop the fucking thing of yours.
Mazimuzo.
Okay, people were pointing fingers at Julius about the whole VBS scandal. Mm-hmm. And EFF and whatnot, because Floyd's brother, Brian, yes, I think his name is Brian, was also pointed fingers at with VBS. And then I think the heat was getting so much. And then Julius was like, screw this shit. I'm going to all those people who like coming for me, journalists,
whatever, yeah.
Come, let's talk. Ask me anything. Mm. And then.
It was a podcast.
Basically. Funny enough, I was actually listening to it on my way to Porch.
Yeah.
Yes, because I downloaded the YouTube, the Facebook video, and then converted it to audio so that I could listen to it in my car. And he told Samkele? Whatever. The journalist, lord of the media.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, assemble your team, ask me anything.
Which was a very brave thing to do.
I don't think so. I think it was a PR exercise.
But he murdered those journalists.
Who?
Julius.
Hence, it was a PR exercise. So he invited Samkelo, Eusebius, Aldrin St-Pierre, who held his own. I was very impressed with what Aldrin did.
Mm.
He was
not
like,
just because you know him.
Oh, yes. I know Aldrin. He's a friend of mine. He's a good friend of mine. Name dropping. Just allow me. Who else was there? Tidi Madia. UCBS didn't come through, and then Polly Van Wyk, who works for Amabungane, who are they busy investigating like VBS and whatnot, and yeah. So they're saying VBS and EFF and Julius, there's a link, because all the people that were stealing money and doing all that sort of shit, somehow it links to EFF, it links to Julius, Brian Chivambu, Floyd Chivambu. So Julius was like, yo. Nah, man, I'm not guilty of shit. Come ask me anything.
Mm.
But I just felt like there was a point whereby he was very good at diverting, and then people lost their trail of thought, and then they did not press hard on the questions that they were asking him to get the answers that would have gotten, you know.
But shouldn't the journalists have known that he's going to play that, though?
And I suppose that's why Polly Van Wyk did not go. Yes, she gave excuses, but she didn't go because they're still busy investigating.
Is that why Eusebius as well didn't go?
Apparently, there was a personal reason why he didn't go, but I also suspect.
What? He's unemployed.
He doesn't
he's
have the time.
His book, Muna. But I just feel the caliber of the journals that were in that panel. They were okay. Hence, I'm saying I was impressed with Aldrin St-Pierre because he held his own. Julius is a way of...
The thing about Julius is like a master manipulator.
Mm.
Yes.
Like, he's a fucking bulldog.
Yeah.
So what you do is you need to disarm him. Because for him saying, come, let's talk about anything VBS, already he's got answers for everything.
Everything, yeah.
So
you need to hit him away. He doesn't even expect.
Yeah, it's a trap.
It's a trap.
So with that, it was so nice when Aldrin said to him, "Yo, dog, did you shoot a firearm at an EFF rally?" I don't think he was ready for that.
Yeah, that's how you get.
Yes,
and then
from
and
the
then,
side.
Yeah,
yes. and then he was like, "No, that matter is sub judice." Aldrin was like. It doesn't matter. Like,
it's a question.
The truth is the truth, be it here or be it in court.
Mm-hmm.
Did you fire a gun that matters sub judice? And
he got him.
He got him. Mm. He got him. Mm. And the guy off-ramped, and then that matter was not dealt with again.
Mm.
But I think Eldrin exposed him in that little moment.
Yeah.
He got that bite, but Julius managed to escape that bite.
Mm. I feel like when I watch Julius, I feel like I'm watching Chilly M reincarnated.
Mm.
Explain.
He's got a way in a way he can work the room. You get what I'm saying?
There's a level of aggression that he has as well in the way he speaks.
Yeah.
And perhaps that could speak to him owning the room. So there's various ways to own a room.
Yeah.
There are people who own a room by just walking into it.
Because imagine if, Uncle Cyril, the allegations were made for him.
Yeah.
Fuck, Julius would wipe the floor with
yes.
him.
Yes.
He'd wipe the floor.
Yeah.
He wipes the floors with them in Parliament.
In Parliament all the time.
I've got them by the scrotum. You know, so it's what he does. Geez, who's like that apart from him?
In like, politics or
in politics, the world over.
Oh, Donald Trump also does. Mm. Yeah, he can. He talks shit for days.
Are you saying Julius is mini Donald?
The black version.
Donald is on his league.
No, Donald is in a league of his own. Mm. He's in a league of his own. But Julius is very smart.
Yeah.
That you should
He
not
knows the art of
him.
Politics. He
I think
knows.
He's read the book, The Art of War.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure he has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's very funny. Mm. He's hella smart.
But okay, in closing, is he involved? Yes or no?
Julius?
Mm.
I suspect
they have benefits.
Definitely.
They benefit too much.
I mean, he's a shareholder in a company that did companies with other companies that got money. But he's like, yo, I'm just a shareholder,
And that's how they all roll.
Exactly.
You know, if podcast got a tender, we'd say Thabang, you apply.
Yeah. Then we just say, no, Thabang helped us. We're just the shareholder.
Thabang's company that's owned by his sister, but it's owned by his mother, by his cousin. No. That's how it works.
Oksalayo basically, mali a tender ya Thabang.
Have you ever actually applied for a tender in your life?
Never. The only dealings that I had with the government was with Rock the Girls condoms. We had a meeting with the Gauteng MEC Health at the time. And they were meant to be the... What are the government condoms?
Choice.
Yeah, the Rock the Girls condoms are going to be choice.
Them,
yeah? Yeah. That's the only time, but then...
They bust.
Don't leave me. Don't leave me.
Yeah, that was the only time that I've ever dealt with the government. You?
No.
And you, Gosley?
I've never had that desire. I know people who
have. No. My mom used to do a lot of tenders
you see,
way back.
Company
so,
Gosley through the mother. That's
so
our plug.
We can enter through my mother.
Yes.
Yeah, I've.
No, I've never dealt with tenders.
When last were you guys in the hood?
This past weekend?
Botch.
Yeah, Ikakeng.
And you, Gosley?
Yesterday, I was in Foslo.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was in Alex the other day. My goodness. It's level one there, bro.
Life is normal.
They do not give
a
fuck.
No, first as well. Yeah.
They do not. Like, no one's wearing masks. Yeah.
Life is normal. And you see, the numbers are fucking skyrocketing
now.
Now
it's scary.
Dude.
Like.
Yo?
And I'm asking these guys, I'm like, so, this is how you guys live? There's no corona. It's like, oh, we've been like this since
level five.
Because their whole thing is like, they don't know anyone who has died.
And so, therefore, it doesn't exist. Yeah.
I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Because... It's the pits right now.
Yeah.
It's getting worse.
We're at a stage whereby you're probably going to tell me, no, I know somebody with...
No. I'm at that stage as well.
Oh.
Knowing someone who was... In fact, being contact traced because I was in the same vicinity as someone who was infected and they were in hospital. But, you know...
Oh. My beno bata dash. You know there are people who drink dash?
Oh, what a waste. You know... Because I was speaking to Skumba yesterday.
As in?
Skumba, KFM Skumba.
Yeah.
So when are we interviewing him, by the way?
So I was asking when he's available for an interview. And he was like...
He's afraid of corona.
No, Kai FM shut down.
Oh, yes, because there was a positive case there. Yes.
So for the past 2 weeks, he's been working at home until this Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 702 also had...
But Mubango also shut down. Mm-hmm. Rhythm City, they've stopped production as well.
Mm-hmm. Didn't Gomorrah also stop? Or was it...
Gomorrah, ne?
Yeah, Gomorrah stopped. It's so weird on Isibaya. I see them wearing masks.
No, you
for
know.
For real?
Yes. No, you know how Isibaya rolls? No, they try to just do exactly, you know, like try to be as relatable as possible.
Yeah, but it just looks weird. Next thing, those cars are also going to have masks as well. Like, what the fuck?
It's,
but other productions are not necessarily following suit. Is the Queen on that level? I haven't seen Gaga Gaga with a mask.
I don't know.
And the thing is, this thing is real, guys. Until you know someone, you know that whole thing that people are infected until it affects them.
Yes.
Until you know someone who dies from it. Mm. Like, this thing is real.
And you know what the pits about it is? If somebody was telling me, I can't remember who, if your loved one dies as a result of this virus thing, hospital, they're like, okay, cool. Choose a casket. It's straight from hospital to the casket. I don't even think they go to the morgue for that long.
Mm.
It's we are already in very insensitive times in terms of saying goodbye to your loved ones. Hence, I was saying, had I met my maker, you all were not going to come through.
Yeah.
And the government has given up now.
Yeah.
It's in,
literally,
your hands. It's in your hands.
What does he say? What does he say when the president?
He said it's in your hands.
It's in your hands.
Yeah. AKA God for us all. Kuluba for himself.
Tati kava.
COVID scandalous.
What do you think about the cigarette ban, dude? When is it going to end, bro?
I feel like you guys are being punished, ne? Keep punishment.
And unnecessarily so.
We're the only country in the world.
Yo.
Unnecessarily so. I must just go to Lesotho.
What did smokers do?
Why must you go to Lesotho?
I can smoke then, buy cigarettes.
What did smokers do? Like, what did you do to the government, King?
It's all politics.
We leak the Zol. What does he say? we roll the Zol and we share the Zol. Yeah, that's... And it's not like everybody... That's not what everybody does. I mean, all the smokers I know don't do the Zol thing, right? And the leaking of the paper and what.
That's another level.
I'm talking about
cigarettes.
And Matakwane, they're not closed. They Matakwane is freely available.
Yeah.
Look at him do nodding.
Hey, Ndu's here, by the way.
Guys.
Ndu decided to
show
up.
Our lead master.
We'll talk to him later. Yeah. Ndu was the first tabang.
Yes. Yeah.
First cameraman. We didn't know what the fuck. Yeah. All he did was just press record.
AF.
And that's all.
And change the batteries.
Yeah.
No, but my thing with the cigarette ban, yeah, I feel like someone in the government is eating.
Because...
from the illicit cigarettes.
Yes, the illicit trade is...
It's the only thing that makes sense.
Not text. And it's like infiltrating hard.
So the ban will be lifted when that guy runs out of stock.
Oh, okay.
But he's not going to run out of stock because I think most of them are being produced in Zimbabwe. And then they just cross bait bridge.
Bo RG. Sharp.
They cross bait bridge and they come into the country.
Oh.
So it's supply and demand. See, the messed up thing about a black market is it's like drugs.
Yeah.
Drugs are illegal, but they are penetrating everywhere, like Kasi, Sentin, wherever. They're there.
And they don't want to regulate it because they eat from that as well.
Yes. Yeah. So...
Fuck, we run by mafias. Mm. Cyril Pablo Escobar.
Hi, Bo.
It's in your hands.
Don't leave me.
It's in your hands.
Remember a few weeks ago we were talking about how influencers can stay relevant during these times. Mm. Mm-hmm. If you're an influencer, you're watching this, please, I beg you, take a page.
I beg.
Mm. Please take a page from Katsande's book. That nigga is killing it. Katsande!
Kitoko.
Soccer player Katsande.
Yeah!
Okay.
All he does is he posts new outfits every day.
But here's my thing.
Is that what you...
He cares, and he doesn't care.
And he's rocking.
Every day, new outfit. Soccer must come back.
And this is what influencers must do.
Yeah. I suppose someone's
be consistent.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I suppose someone's like, my day is not fine because Katsande hasn't posted yet.
And the nigga did post.
Kitoko makasa. What does he say? Boso yamboko.
Yeah. Wow.
Have you seen his outfits?
No, I haven't seen them.
You lie.
I need to check them out.
Let me go. Let me check.
No, I'm even gonna check as well.
I'll actually check on my on. He posts them on both on Twitter
Instagram?
And his Instagram. Yeah.
Oh, on Instagram as well.
Yes, I think he posts them on Instagram.
Ah, that nigga is killing it. He might not even have to play soccer anymore. He's an influencer.
He found his new colleague.
And there's people who actually follow that and say, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna dress like Katsande today."
It's so weird because he lives at number 30. He always posts between house number 37 and number 35. And you ask yourself, where's house number 36? Or maybe it's on the other side. You know, like those housing systems whereby it's one,
so
two,
it stays in your complex?
Three, four, no, five, oh. Six. No.
How do you spell Katsande?
K-A-T-S-A-N-D-E.
S. He's showing influencers flames.
He's
so it's Katsande. It's Kelvin.
No, it's Willard.
Willard. Willard Katsande.
Simba Chips.
Ah, there he is.
There. Look at that. Look at that. Consistent.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Hey, man.
I like the one where he was holding a brick. With a makarapa there. That was proper. I enjoyed that.
I saw the one where he's like dressed like Coca-Cola. Mm. And he's got a Coca-Cola in his hand.
Yes.
It's one with a durag. Like, yes. The guy goes that far.
Yeah. Nigga is on point.
What I like about him is the consistency.
Yeah.
That's proper dope. And which also begs the question. What do you think goes into a day of a soccer player?
Wake up, train, rock a young one.
Shouldn't you abstain when there's training or there's a game?
No, I think
no. You got more.
No, it makes you weak.
Oh, it makes you weak.
It makes you weak. Yes.
Yes.
Ay, guys.
It hits the knees.
Stamina.
No.
Because
I know with athletes, yeah. You have to stay away from women at some point. Just.
Sorry. What, give Tabang the mic. What are you
saying? You lost all your testosterone. Dog.
Testosterone. Yes.
Testosterone.
It's a hormone.
No, dog.
Yeah.
What?
Boxers are advised against rocking.
For like a week or...
Leading up to a fight.
Yeah.
But Ronaldinho couldn't play a match without rocking.
He was wrong. All right,
we can't hear you, Tabak. You don't have... Look like at Tabak, we do. You don't have a mic.
You don't have...
Eh?
Okay, never mind.
No, he was rocking. Even when he came to SA, when Barcelona was here.
Mm-hmm.
Before the match, he went to Pitori.
To who?
Sunnyside.
Yeah.
Shop.
A whole Ronaldo.
Ronaldinho. True story.
Cause 0-1-2.
Yeah. There was a picture during a Ballon d'Or thing. I think, he didn't win, eh?
He does have a Ballon d'Or.
Yeah, but I think there was a one Ballon d'Or ceremony where he was meant to be there, but he didn't. And then at the same time it was on, he posted like he was at a...
With girls.
Yeah.
In a swimming pool.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. He couldn't play without it.
This was before a match.
Yeah.
Len, wait, do you agree? Is Mekchi right?
About Ronaldinho?
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I know... scientifically, it is.
Muna, if you can play soccer for 90 minutes, you can rock for 90.
So that's how
really?
A typical MacGyver
is. That your reason? Oh. So when since we can talk here for for an hour, you can rock for an hour, ne?
Like fresh.
If you.
Ho.
Shit, now I thought these niggas had stamina for days.
They do, for 90 minutes, well, an extra time.
Speaking about rocking, what's worse when you are cheating? Let me ask you, if your girl's cheating,
and she sucked the guy's dick, or she just gave him bums. What's worse?
I must choose. I must choose a lesser evil.
Yeah.
Ah, give bums, chief.
Nah, nah. I agree, dog. I fucking agree.
You wanna kiss me with those lips?
Oh, okay.
Give them.
And you'll forgive.
I don't know. See, I've never been in that situation. As far as I know, but
what if it's a lie? She gave the actual thing.
But this, the thing is, you'll never know. So, like, maybe you walk in there and you find her busy going in there, fellatio in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah.
As a lady, ghost lady, mm-hmm. What do you think is worse?
Like, from which perspective now?
So, you're a woman.
Yeah.
You're about to cheat on Mnaga.
Okay.
Are you going to suck Tabang's dick
mm-hmm.
or give him bums?
None. It's both ways.
No, but I get it. There's a gun to your head, and one has to be an evil. Yeah, which one is the bigger?
Hey, look at Tamak smile.
In your dreams, eh?
You ain't shooting that movie.
His dick is like hitting. Nah,
for me. No, maini.
No, but seriously, which one's worse? Which one's worse?
No, it's no. It's no, both what? Worse. No, no, both.
You gotta choose one.
I gotta choose.
Yeah.
Nah, man. Nah.
I just feel like fellatio is like...
I think it's even better.
No.
No, seriously, though. No. No, it's better.
No.
I don't know who's just taking it so easily in the bum, but hey.
No, bums as in like sex, okay. As in like your vajayjay, not okay. Bums as in
Yeah. No, fellatio.
So you'd rather give head?
Yeah.
You kidding?
Yeah.
Have you heard a rap rhyme where it's like, your chick suck my dick?
So? So?
I shoot you.
So?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Really, so?
No, it's better. It's like, I fucked your girl. She and sucked my dick.
Nah.
It's nah.
It's the same. No, think about it, Lee. I'm even looking at you thinking, no.
Tabang, okay, let me ask Tabang.
Okay.
Have you ever been cheated on, Tabang?
Yeah.
First question you asked, did you suck his dick?
Nah, did you have sex with him? That's the first question you asked, bro.
Yeah, and then after that, did you suck his dick?
No, I don't think I go that
I didn't
deep.
Go that far. I didn't go that far. If you had sex with me, it's enough.
Ah, no, that's the first question I asked. Did you suck his dick?
And then yes.
Hey!
Hey! So?
No.
It becomes hard to take.
No, guys. There's something about your girl sucking another guy's dick that's hard to handle.
Don't leave me.
I think it's a pit. I could take
guys. Sex is worse. Is worse.
Yeah, if you're using wrong the girl's condom and they bust, yes, I get. It's fine.
The fact that it went that far. For the fact that it went that far.
No, I think sucking the dick is going far.
That's too far.
How?
Like you're experimenting now. Like, fuck no.
It's like intimate, man.
No, it is. I agree.
I think it's more intimate than. But as much as sex is intimate.
How many times people? It's like we're in the club, yeah, or we're driving and you just go down on each other, or just random.
While driving.
And
needs into snacks. Yes.
So if I come to you, Kanye,
mm-hmm.
I'm your husband.
Mm-hmm.
I cheated, and I'm like, no, she just sucked my dick. Mm-hmm. That's a free pass. Are we good? She just sucked my dick.
No, there'll be a punishment, ne?
Hey.
There'll be a punishment, but it will not be as severe.
Wow.
It's actually going the whole.
It's you know what's weird about it? You know what's weird about it, ne? It has even become a way of people insulting another.
Mm.
That's why we say, "Fuck you, suck my dick."
Yes.
But that's
because
why
it's
eat
the like, dick. Oh, eat a dick.
Because you guys have gotten touched by insults. So what? So what? It's a so what scenario.
I think you need to have a dick to understand this.
Does a strap-on help? How work, guys?
Okay, what about having an OnlyFans account? Is that cheating?
Without the
okay,
your
what are you
partner
doing
knowing?
With the OnlyFans? Are you showing bums and
No, you're subscribing to someone's content. And then you're partaking in that whole thing.
For me, that's equivalent to just pornography.
Watching, I'm watching it. Pornhub.
Skip Pornhub, basically.
Mare, that you pay for. So I'd rather stick to Pornhub.
Yeah.
So you don't think it's cheating?
It is cheating. It just depends.
Is watching porn cheating?
Is watching porn... It depends on the arrangement you have with your spouse.
No, just generally.
Watching porn cheating?
Is watching porn a form of cheating?
To a certain extent, it is.
Why?
Because you're cheating.
Yeah, because you're like you're being aroused by another person. Remember that in a relationship, you're supposed to be wholeheartedly, like sexually and happily pleased by your partner, you know, without the interference of another person.
So does it mean if you're married or you're in a relationship, mm-hmm. you must not find or be attracted to or find sex appeal in other people?
No, that is fine. That is
but it's the
nature.
Same thing as watching.
But now
porn
you actually no. Now you go into a space. It's like you go and cheat. You go look for someone who's naked. It's not like Pornhub just lends.
Ah, but
on
it
your
lends
door.
On my page. Like, I'm there on the internet and I press PornHub by mistake.
You Googled. You Googled accidentally. Yeah.
What if it's that time of the month and I need to release? Then I'm like, ah, baby, I'm just going to Pornhub it.
No, it's okay. Like, rather than fellatio. See, that's where, you know.
Oh, so you'd suck the dick.
Ow, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. At the end of the day, you look for other means to please each other.
Yeah. I don't understand how that is cheating. I honestly don't.
Okay.
I'm not with this person. They, like, it's digital. It's like...
What, OnlyFans?
So, okay. If
no, I'm
if,
saying, if like, you're, if I'm watching Pornhub.
Oh.
Now, if your girl, right, your woman, ne, you find out that she, like, watches Pornhubs and it's actually, like, it pleases her even more. Like, she finds the release more than you. Will that hurt your feelings?
No, I'll join her.
No, she doesn't want you.
You'll
she doesn't.
Make, you'll make
no,
better movies.
It's just like when you porn habit, you want it to be like an all a secret, right?
No, it's just I need to release.
No, but you want it to be, it's like it's your own time.
No.
Or do you want her to be part of that time?
Yeah, she can, if she wants.
Do you invite her to be part of the time?
No.
Everybody has
Mara, like WhatsApp, you can copy invite.
We all have our sacred spaces.
That's true.
You know?
That's
maybe
true.
Maybe that's when... He porn hubs it, and if she does, that's her secret.
I feel like watching porn, as opposed to hitting someone up to release it, is far better.
Mm-hmm. No, it's easier.
It's easier.
Yeah.
It's safer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's because obviously, when there's someone, you call up someone that could be end up, what if they end up being pregnant?
Exactly.
Because he was using Rock the Girls condoms.
And they burst.
You won't let that go.
Shame.
You know what I'm saying?
I've never actually bought one.
You never used one?
Mm.
I want that tight back then.
Not. What do you mean?
I'm still rocking with more flavor. We're BFFs.
Oh, you said we weren't that. Oh, we weren't that tight. I thought you said I wasn't that type.
Oh,
I'm like, hey.
You're not a condom user.
No. I listen to Oskido's Ed Shape. You must not eat a banana with its peel. No. If anything, I was like, yo, no. Ataba.
Cool. Condom ambassador.
We're going to play a game, man. We haven't played a game in a while. You guys want to play a game? I got some brain busters for you.
Do you have the music?
Yeah, the music is cute.
Ba, 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 ba. Ba,
oh,
ba, no, that's gone. Ba, ba,
dee, oh, yeah, shit. Before we play that, we got some congratulations in order, man. We've got a chiller who has made it to the Miss SA Top 15 finalists.
You lie.
Yeah, boy. Melissa Naimuli.
Oh, Naimuli.
Yeah, she's a
Ramuvute.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Chilas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's show ourselves.
Also, big shout out to Kabza the Small. First time in SA history, an album released has all 26 tracks in the top 30 music chart.
So there's four other songs.
There's four other songs.
The 26 is his. It's and a then top 26.
Big shout out to him.
Wow.
Fucking hell.
Of course he would slip that in.
You. No, but I had to, dog.
Okay.
Because we love him.
And I haven't spoken
Analyze it. So how did this happen?
His music is dope.
Which curatorship did he go with this time?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but he released a fire album. There's 26 songs in the top 30. And that's fucking commendable.
First Which time is your favorite
SA.
Track?
Spawn or No. The one I was telling you about. Remember earlier in the year? Mm. I told you did a song with Burna Boy and whatever. Yeah, that one.
Mm.
But I haven't listened to the album because I'm still enjoying.
Spawn or No.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Like,
they
released so much music that I'm still enjoying last year's songs.
Oh, okay.
Has anybody made a song about Corona?
Yes. What's that guy? That rich guy who had clubs.
Danny K.
Sushi guy, man.
Kenny Kunene. Wow.
Yeah, I saw that.
If I was eating sushi with a woman, is that cheating?
Nah.
Okay.
But it depends. It depends. Let me not... people need to go and check on your relationship do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
Then
is
you
there
know.
Such a thing, Vel? Do you sit down and because I just feel like some things are just like they just naturally come.
Like, naturally,
hi,
how?
Hi, baby. I'm not gonna kiss anybody. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna sleep with anybody. And tell you, and then
I will kiss people and keep it a secret. Release your knowledge, Len.
But that's how cheating happens. You just do what you're not supposed to do and you don't tell.
Mm.
And then you become, what do you call it? You become reckless about it because that little piece of a condom that you leave somewhere.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then you're in a relationship that does not use condoms and that shit gets found out. And then you have to explain. And then it's like, also cheating with people who wear weaves, and then there's weaves all over the house and those kind of things.
Mm.
And that's when you get caught.
Yeah, I once got caught like that.
You got caught like that?
Yeah, I'm a bad cheater, man. Like, I'm very reckless. Like,
condom piece?
Yeah.
Like me?
You get caught easily.
No, like you said.
Oh.
I'm very bad.
Mm.
I once got caught. She saw the condom. She's like, whose are these? And, you know, she counts. You know what I mean? She counts the condoms. She's like, there were three and now there's one.
Mm.
So I just thought of the first name I could think of, like one of my friends. I'm like, no, that's Debs's, man. And then I'm like, shit, no, Debs's got a girlfriend.
Ooh.
Then it becomes a whole thing. You know what I mean?
So that's why you don't cheat. That's why you just porn habit.
Yeah. To keep it safe. I'm bad. I was a serial cheater, but now I'm like bad.
Admin.
Too much admin.
I remember I spoke about admin a long time ago when the podcast was still 100 views there.
Hmm.
Before Kanyimba.
Admin.
Then you have to remember your lies forever.
Yes, they always catch up with you.
Huh?
Who, except for Judas, but who does?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Who
but
does?
But women cheat better, bro.
Yeah, no, women cheat. I was about to say it.
I get on with breast beat.
How?
King
and women
Kong,
do
yeah.
what? And women do what?
We just breastfeed.
Hush. don't leave. This is
a baby and baby.
Multiple men.
Yeah. Sucking on titties cheating.
I think we need a whole episode of this. You know what? Chillers must let us know the do's and don'ts. We'll read them out in the next episode.
Okay.
And then we'll see if this is cheating or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's
but I think anything that resembles intimacy is cheating.
Yes. That's why I say you have to go back and talk to your spouse. Awa.
Sending nudes is like OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Moonchild, Sanele.
Yeah.
She
Sanele. Sanele.
Sanele.
She has signed a deal with an international label, Transgressive Records.
I hope she'll be highly appreciated there.
I know, she's dope, man.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I look at that Oh fuck! Speaking about Moonchild,
I saw she's big on sex toys.
Yeah, very, very. And just her sexuality in general.
Oh, that's good.
She's a very.
Speaking about Moonchild, I smoked some weed this past weekend. Mm-hmm. Oof, it's the best weed I've ever had.
Is it?
Yeah, it's called Pink Indoor.
Okay.
Yeah, it was nice. I didn't get paranoid. Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Hmm. I was laughing so much, like, I even, like, you know when your stomach hurts from laughing?
It feels like you're getting six packs.
Yeah.
What do you call that thing? Your, yeah, that one. There's a name for it.
Yeah.
It doesn't
want
to come.
I think pink indoor is my shit. Because I don't smoke weed because it gets me paranoid, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when I'm high, I'm like, no, I want to, no, I don't want to be high.
But you're already there.
Ouch. Ouch.
Would you guys do an episode high?
No.
You'd never? Why not?
I'm afraid of weed. For the same reason that you are.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of weed.
I'll get you pink indoors. The shit.
I overthink things.
Yeah.
Now imagine. Just imagine me high.
That would be dope. We'll get 100,000 views, Chief. Hey, can you?
I've had weed and did an episode here, so I'm fine.
Eh?
No, seriously. Like, guys.
Now I'm going to go back.
No, it doesn't.
I need the X-Files. Like, so which chilled. One was it? Which one was it?
I'm so chilled.
You've done a show high?
Yeah, a couple, maybe.
You lie. Is this your ghost lady?
Guys.
How was it?
It was fine. Like, weed doesn't, hasn't, it, like, it's...
You smoke it like how Pablo smoked it. Because Pablo smoked weed like he was smoking cigarettes.
No, no, I don't.
Dog, let's do an episode high, bro.
Mm-mm, I kid you, kid.
Come on.
Okay, I'll be... call Sebi.
Microwave.
Give him do the mic, because he's a pothead.
I'll be absent on that episode.
Him do? Pink Indoor. What's so nice about Pink Indoor?
I won't lie. I've never tried it. Let me not lie to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, this pink indoor you're talking about. I've never tried it, bro. I've had purple pink weed and
what do you
I've had purple haze before.
Purple haze, yeah. Isn't that Dr. Dre's one? The one that he smokes.
I don't know.
Oh. Kind of.
Or like all the rappers smoke that one, purple haze.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, which other one is good? I want one that's like mellow. I don't want to get paranoid.
Swazi.
Has it gone down the pecking order?
Swazi.
Yes, because Swazi used to be the shit.
Swazi to me is fucking Swazi shit. It's shit weed.
It's shit weed.
To me, yeah, I think Swazi is shit.
Yeah.
Swazi is when you're having a rough month. Smoke Swazi. When you, when you want, it's like a 20 rand for banky. Come on. Yeah.
RG.
And it comes with a lot of seeds and shit.
I'm game. Are you game, Kanye?
Come on. Are you high?
No, okay. Not today.
We smoke cigarettes, we drink on the show, let's just...
And this.
What did he say?
He said cocaine. We're not going that far, dude. No.
We are not getting that much money yet. Cocaine is not about... minus the dangers of it, it's a very expensive drug.
Yeah. So we can't convince you to do what if the chillers want an episode where we high?
We'll get...
For me, I feel like whether we can... If we, let's say we were to smoke before the episode and report on it, that is fine.
No, I want to smoke during. I want to see... Because I've never seen
that
myself
That has been
high.
Your dream, hey?
Just record yourself high.
Yeah,
just
record...
Smoke your pink clay and purple hay at home and then do that.
Tawang will be there to watch you.
Are we going to play this game?
All right, let's go. Let's play the game. All right. I got some Brain Busters. When last did we play Brain Busters, huh?
Yo, it's been a while.
All right, here we go.
It's before Kanye.
Yeah. Here's the first Brain Buster.
You know there's
Buster.
BC and...
before Corona.
But actually BC, at its core, it's before Christ. After Christ, yes.
All right, here we go. When it comes to major life decisions, a new survey said you'll be happier if you do this. What is it?
Smoke weed.
You guys
have grungy urchin.
Okay, I like that.
Okay.
That's the correct answer. Next.
It is flip a coin.
Really?
Who's got a coin? Let's flip a coin. And then if it says, then you're gonna smoke weed. So if I win, we're gonna smoke it in
I'm not doing Harvey Dent.
You're not doing. No. You're not gonna convince him.
Come on,
he's out.
It's the survey says if you flip a coin, you'll be happier.
if you flip a coin, we'd be happier.
If it lands on heads or tails?
Yes.
No, I mean...
No, heads or tails.
You are happier when it lands where?
On where?
No, I'll choose heads, you choose tails.
No. We are talking about your Sefi.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand the basis of...
Where's what... Sabi when you need him?
To agree with you. Because hey, Leno challenge, you know?
All right, here's the next one. 15% of people say they are doing less... They're doing this less now than ever before. What is it?
Cheating.
Because of corona.
Because of corona.
Yeah, they're doing this less.
Going to gym. No, no, no. Can't yeah, do it gym. Less because then you're not doing anything.
What do you think, Coast Lady?
Drinking alcohol.
Having sex.
Having sex? Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Drinking alcohol. Mm-hmm. Brushing
on
teeth.
Weekend.
Ooh.
Brushing teeth.
You know,
brushing
that's the one teeth. Thing that I could never leave the house without doing.
Me too. Me too. I can't.
I'd rather spend the whole day without taking a shower.
I should have actually said bathing. Mm. Yeah. Because bathing. Yeah.
Or I could be working from home. Mm. Well, most people are, I think.
All right. 23% of people have ended a relationship with someone because of this. What is it?
A blowjob.
Bed breath. Not brushing teeth.
23% of people have ended a relationship with someone because of this.
Bodom.
Mm-hmm.
Intelligence.
You?
Bad breath.
Bad breath.
Hmm. Not brushing teeth.
A messy car.
Really? Mm. There are petty individuals out there.
Yeah.
Just take that car to the car wash.
No.
I'm that person.
Or just call a car wash to come to your house.
Yeah.
More wash.
Like I'm like a solution. Like be solution based rather than.
What's the worst that you've ever ended a relationship? What's the worst reason that you've ever ended a relationship on?
My ex, she's the worst, dude. The one before the one I'm dating now.
But we should look at Stina Pasta, we know that.
No, the one after that one.
No, but you said the other one was that one.
Ah, I forgot.
Your exes are like a cover of the small album.
Mm.
So this one, geez, this was bad. I don't even think I need to turn down the music for this.
We have music?
Yeah, I could have spent the bit music for the thing. It was so bad. This girl was like, I've dated girls, you know? And you know girls are crazy. But this one, she was evil to the fucking core, bruh. Like the stuff that would come out of her mouth. I'm like, how the fuck do you even think of that? You know? She once said because she was pregnant. And we had a fight. And she was like, fuck you. I'm going to kill this baby and send you a photo. I'm like, hey.
Wait.
Hey.
Pregnant with whose child?
My child.
Ha.
Yeah.
And then?
She was like, I'm going to fucking kill this baby and send you a picture.
Ah.
Hey, hey.
So you broke up?
Yeah, subsequent. Some other stuff happened and then eventually broke up. But when she said that, that was the first time I was like, what the? How do you even think of that?
Yeah.
She said, what?
Like, I'm like, whoa.
No, I'm still trying to take it in.
Dude. You know, this is mid-fight. You know when you're fighting, you say, yeah, when your nose is big. You can't your suck breath- dick. Yeah.
Your breath stinks.
You've got weak strokes.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, I'm going to kill this baby and send you a picture. Hey. I'm like, whoa.
MacGyver, you
crazy man.
Whoa,
that girl's crazy.
I'm shocked.
I had to live through that.
You know, what did you do? Confess.
No, I didn't do anything. You know, couples.
You didn't wash dishes.
Those kind of things. You know, couples, you argue.
We didn't wash his car.
Yes. Something like that.
Yeah. They want to break up with you because of your car.
Oh, dude, she took it to another level. I'm like, yo, never in my life have
who
I
who thinks
that.
Of that?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, dude, how evil
and,
are you?
And at what point do you get to... Because the worst that's happened to me, like we said, women are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
This one person that I dated.
No, no. Whoa.
We need another
women
episode.
Are crazy.
We'll need another episode for
why
that.
Why women are crazy? We'll men are crazy. It. Start with because men are crazy. Continue.
Next episode, we'll dissect it.
No.
Okay.
We don't have we'll time dissect now. It now. You?
Okay. Women are erratic in their reactions. Mm.
And men are?
Fine.
And men are?
We just fucked up.
Okay.
This girl, why it's about deep heat.
King deep heat.
The rub rub, but the spray one.
What, to remove hair? Is it lube? Is it like Vicks?
Imagine using deep heat as lube.
But it will need to be cut off.
Think of
Hi, Gosling.
That will be a very short story.
Are you high?
Ouch. Okay.
The thought in Jay is, yo, it's hair is fuck, like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, why it's in my Vicks.
Yeah.
Who would use Vicks loop? Like, you need to understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Baba.
Yo. Shit. Now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Assuming you'll even get that
far. Oh, God. Oh, shit. Hey, finish. We're out of time, dog. We're out of time. DB.
No lubricator there.
Next time. All right, so we're giving away 5 bottles of grandeur to a lucky chiller.
Are we done with our game?
Yeah, we're done.
How? Just 2 questions.
Yeah.
We didn't go that deep.
How can people win? Should they subscribe and then comment?
No.
What do you want to do? What do you guys want to do? How do you want to give it away? Let's keep it simple. You have to be a chiller, obviously.
Yeah.
So subscribe to the channel. Maybe comment on your favorite episode.
Yeah,
there we go, simple. So subscribe to the channel, comment on this episode, and let us know your favorite episode of all time on Podcast and
Chill. Let's do this on Instagram.
As well, yeah.
Oh, across all social media platforms.
Yeah, yes. We'll do it every week, yeah. So subscribe.
And big shout out to DJ.
What's his name? I deleted it, yeah.
I'm still crying, guys.
Yeah. But that guy, you'll see it in the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Let's do the question. Okay, let's do it via Instagram. When this episode comes out, mm-hmm. obviously it's going to be populated on Instagram, and then you tag maybe 3 friends, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Follow, tag 3 friends, informing them about the podcast.
Okay.
And yeah. Mm. So take it to Instagram.
Oh, so if you're a chiller,
yeah,
tag 3 of your friends.
Of your friends, yep.
So they become chillers.
Yes.
Mm. And then they comment. Because we're going to
50K. Yeah, on the comments. Yeah.
All right.
Road on the 50K. Comments. But this will help.
5. Okay.
So tag 4 of your friends, and then you and 4 of your friends, if they subscribe.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
4.
Then you get to, you as a bunch will get to win.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So go on Instagram.
Yes.
Take 4 of your friends.
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
And the 5 of you could win yourselves
each
a bottle of grandeur.
And then we'll choose when you get to 50K.
Yeah.
Premium. Yeah.
And then we'll choose when you get to 50K.
Yeah. And obviously your friends must also
subscribe
on
chillers. Okay. Cool.
On the YouTube.
Okay. Perfect. Yes. Happy days. Anything else you guys want to say? Yeah. Hey, Granger. I'm in deep heat.
Will you even be able to stand well after you lubricate with...
I traumatized you guys.
What do you want to say, Ghost Lady, in closing?
In closing, thank you very much. And continue to like and subscribe.
Oh, yeah. By the way, if you are for Grandeur, we're looking for a black-owned career company that delivers nationwide.
Mm.
So if you are a black-owned company, career company that does... Because these other career companies are fucking us over, dude. There's people that ordered last month. They still haven't been delivered.
Are you serious?
Yeah. What? And we gave the career companies the bottles. So I think let's
what
just keep
mean?
It... You know, because it's that good. So if you're a black-owned career company that delivers nationwide, hit us up, podcast at thisismacg.com, info@grandgin.com, or WhatsApp us.
081-474-0632.
Cool. Road to 50K. We love you guys. We out of here.
Are we doing anything for 50K?
We're doing the giveaway.
No, I mean like...
No. Something. More than that. This is a 45K giveaway.
Well, it's a road to 50K giveaway.
Yes, yeah.
But I'm saying, are we doing anything for 50K?
Okay, we'll discuss
for 2 years as well.
Yeah, we'll discuss it off air.
Yeah. Let's plan something.
All right. We out here, man. Podcast and chill.
Yes, subscribe, like. He gave you the details for...
Yes, and we are on Spotify. We've been...
Yes,
iTunes.
And you can download the episodes, Google Podcasts, iTunes.
Wherever, Podbean, Spreaker.
Kaufela, Yonkin Tipo Yawasha. Yeah, and don't lubricate with Deepit.
Bye.
Is that what Naga does?
No.
2 Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take 2 tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber. Signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.